Back in the United States, Bill Clinton is unlikely to run for office again anytime soon. Speculation instead has focused on whether he might soon have his own TV talk show. Reports that the former president is in discussions with CBS emerged last week, just a few days after the world commemorated the 25th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Completely unrelated events. Or were they? Commentator Jake Tapper says Mr. Clinton would do well to view the coinciding headlines as a cautionary tale.
Far more so than the way Springsteen is the boss, Elvis in his day truly was the king. Tremendously influential at bringing rock into the mainstream, he loosened up 1950s puritanical Americana. More than that, he was quite gifted, and truth be told, he wasn't even that bad an actor. He was devoted to his mother, stayed true to his roots and friends in Tennessee, and in many ways was a pretty good person. That said, Elvis is now remembered for, shall we say, a certain other side of his persona. His fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches fueled obesity. Downers and Demerol. There's much more to Elvis than the kitschy excesses of Graceland, but unfortunately, to paraphrase the king himself, when it comes to his memory, we're caught in a trap. President Clinton, whose Secret Service codename once was, after all, Elvis, risks falling into this same trap. And not unlike the other charming, flawed, rockabilly-turned giant, he himself will play a hand in his own caricature. In a way, it's unfair. Clinton has set about a number of laudable tasks since leaving office, including fighting to combat AIDS in Africa, and, with his former opponent Bob Dole, setting up a college fund for the children of 9/11 victims. But for some reason, his style and personality, including his flaws, loom larger than his work. I recently rapped about this issue with a friend of mine, John Harris of the Washington Post, who's writing a book about the Clinton presidency. Harris is a big believer in the Elvis-Clinton theory, and he told me he thought the problem began back in the presidency with the Lewinsky scandal, but has since gotten much worse. He speaks out randomly on all manner of issues, AIDS or terrorism or Indian earthquakes, Harris told me, but really only gets in the papers lunching with celebrities or with speculation about a talk show. In a book comparing Elvis and Clinton, Double Trouble, rock and social critic Greil Marcus interviewed an unnamed Clinton speechwriter who took the problem back to when Clinton played the sax on the Arsenio Hall show. That night on the Arsenio Hall show might have won him the election, but it ruined his presidency, the speechwriter said. It might be noted that the song Clinton played that night was Heartbreak Hotel. Though certainly every ex-president since Ford has had his moment of cashing in, Clinton risks demeaning his ex-presidency by even contemplating an entrance into the world of Oprah, Maury, Jerry, and Ricky. What's clear is that of all of Clinton's appetites, intellectual, political, carnal, his hunger for celebrity is the most problematic one, the one that currently threatens his legacy the most. After all, I can't have been the only one who winced while catching him doing a special Clinton video daily double on Jeopardy a few months back. Self-control has never been a particular strong suit, but the former president should reconsider this talk show deal. Unless he has no problem being known someday as the man who built Lack of Graceland.
Jake Tapper is a reporter and commentator in New York.